The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the first chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. He came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed from his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son. And you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of God. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom it will have no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy, and he will be called Son of God. And now, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has conceived a son, and this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing is impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Once again, good morning, everyone. I'm going to change my view here, so I can see some of the children who might be joining us this morning for our children's message. So if you can see this, this is a copy of our church directory. And you know what's in the church directory? It's got all the names of all the people in our church. So we know exactly where they live. Yeah, we can come find you if we want to. That's a good thing, right? So we can keep communication. We can drop off maybe some gifts like we have in this past week if you got one of our Advent bags. But since we know where everyone lives in our church, let me ask you this. Some people call the church the house of God. Does that mean God lives in this house? Do you think God lives in this house? Yes, you are absolutely right. God does live in this house. But that shouldn't be something to be scared of. That should be something to celebrate. And as we know that the address of the church is 300 West Fowler Avenue, West Lafayette, Indiana, God also lives in every house that's in this directory, because God lives with you. And better than that, during my childhood, we had these big, thick books called telephone books. And they would have addresses of everybody who lived in the whole city. And God lives in each and every one of those homes too, because we are all children of God. The point is, God can be found in many places. God can be found at our church, our Savior Lutheran Church here in West Lafayette. God can be found at 3937 Kensington Drive. God can be found in everyone's homes because we are all beloved children of God. Let us pray. Good and gracious God, we thank you. You are awesome and we love you. We thank you for coming to us through your Son, Jesus, that we may be connected to you, that we may have a way of seeing you. Help us to love others as you love us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace from our Creator and our Lord Jesus Christ to you this beautiful morning. The Gospel of Luke is the only gospel to include this interaction between the angel Gabriel and Mary. Luke actually is the only gospel to include Mary much at all. Yet Mary is someone that we can learn from and also someone whom we can relate to. You know, Mary only enters Mark's gospel when he and her other sons think that Jesus has basically gone off his rocker and needs to come home in chapter 3. In Matthew, the whole birth narrative is told through the eyes of Joseph and his dreams. While John never mentions Mary by name throughout his whole gospel. And maybe it's understandable, I mean, as Protestants, wishing not to lift Mary to the pedestal which Catholics place her as they pray to her. We tend not to give her the admiration that she so rightly deserves. Yet Luke gives us much to ponder. I remember one of my seminary professors, Dr. Mark Allen Powell, who wrote in a commentary about this gospel. He says, in Luke, Mary is the most Christ-like human being in the story. Her words to the angel in this week's text are parallel, directly parallel, to what Jesus prays in the garden. Let it be with me according to your word, she says in Luke 1:38, which equals, not my will, but yours be done, found in Luke 22, verse 42. In both cases, the ideal response to God is presented as a combination of humble trust and obedient service. As we enter into our Advent season this year, we will have the theme, Prepare Ye. And each week, we have a different word from Scripture to focus upon. If you've not already seen or heard, this week we ponder. The angel Gabriel appears to Mary and says, Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you. But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Imagine yourself in this scenario. An angel appears saying, Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you. Not to overlook the shock and the thoughts maybe of insanity, what would your reaction be? I know I would not have described my emotions upon hearing this message from the angel as simply as Luke describes Mary's. Much perplexed. I think I'd be more like flipping out, crazy, terrorized, hysterical. Yet she pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel goes on to tell her not to be afraid, and God has found favor with her. Okay, the angel is talking her down from this maybe stressed out situation. That's good. Her blood pressure is coming down to normal until the angel says, and now you will conceive in your womb a son. I can only imagine Mary breaking into this freak out mode again. But then the angel speaks to her about the child who will grow inside of her. You will name him Jesus. He will be great. And he will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end. Of course, Mary, still in shock, how can this be since I am a virgin? Mary ponders how this will take place because of her reality. It doesn't align with what the angel is telling her. How in the world will she bear a son and not have intimate relationship with anyone? The angel gives her the answer. She will have this intimate relationship with God. The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child will be holy and will be called Son of God." Then, to convince her even more, the angel tells her about the incredible gifts of God and that nothing is impossible with God. In the experience of her relative Elizabeth, in her old age, she has also conceived a son, and this is now the sixth month for her, the one who was said to be barren. For nothing is impossible with God. Then and only then, Mary gives her response as the most Christ-like human in the story. "Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." In these words, she places her trust in God and not in herself. She is listening and pondering to the voice of God, inviting her into a new future, a future where she will not know all the circumstances, yet she believes that God is with her, guiding her. The population of the world has had much to ponder these last 8 months during the pandemic that has become our reality. It's easy to freak out. I've done it many times. Simple walks into Walmart. Most of it revolving around our health and the health of our loved ones. Much of it has been very crazy and scary. Then we hear these words from Colossians 3, our second reading. "And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you are called in the one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom, and with gratitude in your hearts, sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God." Now that we know that vaccines are coming and we know that wearing masks and washing our hands and keeping our distance all are helpful measures, maybe we can turn our pondering towards a new invitation. God looks upon us and says, "Greetings, favored one. I am with you." And as intimidating as that might seem, or what responsibility we might feel from such an invitation, I ask you to ponder that invitation. Do not be afraid, for you have found favor with the Lord, and God will do great things through you. It is reasonable for us to be perplexed and to ask questions, just as Mary did. But as we follow Mary's response of being the most Christ-like human in the story, and as we hear the words, "You have found favor with God," what is God placing in you to be birthed this Advent season? What would happen if we followed Mary's example of saying, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word"? Don't think you're unworthy. Remember, God chose Mary, a young, unknown girl from a back road town with no control of her future, not even who she would marry, who was probably terrified at the spectacle of seeing an angel. How would she handle being pregnant and unmarried in a time when female virtue was placed on honor and purity? This helps us realize that God shows up in the terrifying and the disturbing. And God knows we have had enough of that here lately. I'm asking you, and we'll give you time now to ponder, what is the life-giving gift the life-giving God is giving you and placing within you this Advent? God, who is reaching out to you and saying, "Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you." Take the next 3 minutes. It's a short period of time. It's going to seem like forever. But I'm going to give you 3 minutes to ponder what God is placing in you to bring about the reign of God's kingdom. Might it be reconciliation with a friend or a loved one? Might it be a longing for a new vocation or integrating your faith into your current vocation? Might it be a call to experience a new level of giving to the community or church? Might it be receiving forgiveness for yourself or giving it to others? Might it be a way to bring wholeness to a broken community? Might it simply be a new way of looking of worship participation? These next 3 minutes are yours. Amen.